Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is Karen Schuler, global leader of BDO's privacy and data protection team at BDO. Karen is joining us for another mini-series dealing with the new rules and regulations rolling out in the age of AI. And in this first episode, we're going to be talking about the EU AI Act. Welcome back to the show, Karen.
Thanks, Natalie. Great to be here.
So first off, I want to flag this discussion as an important one for our listeners doing business in the EU. So this is critical. So listen up. There are a lot of implications for those working with the EU. Karen, it's my understanding that the EU AI Act is the first of its kind. And for those of us who aren't familiar with this, maybe you can give us some insight as to what it is.
Sure. No, great question. Yeah, and it keeps coming up. So if you are doing business in the EU, this is the EU AI Act is a regulation that, the European Commission published back in April 2021, and it's part of the EU's broader strategy to become a global leader in trustworthy and human-centric AI. So the Act would also create, interestingly enough, a European Artificial Intelligence Board, some more acronyms for you, EAIB, to coordinate the implementation and enforcement of the regulation across the EU. And just to give a little sense of how they're defining AI, it's software that is developed with one or more of the techniques and approaches listed in their descriptions for a given set of human-defined objectives that generates outputs such as context, predictions, recommendations, or decisions, influencing the environments in which they act with.
Interesting. Well, thank you for that overview. So what is the risk-based approach that seems to be the central part of this act? And what are the four different levels of risks outlined in it? I'm just really curious about what is the acceptable level of risk here?
Yeah, so the EU AI Act proposes, really this risk-based approach to regulating AI, classifying AI systems into four different categories: prohibited, high risk, limited risk, and minimal risk. So prohibited AI systems are those that violate fundamental rights or pose acceptable dangers, kind of like social scoring systems, or subliminal manipulation. High-risk AI systems are those that pose significant risks to the health, safety, or rights of individuals or groups, such as biometric identification, recruitment, or credit scoring. Limited-risk AI systems are those that pose some risk to the user or the society, such as chatbots or deepfakes. And then minimal risk AI systems are those that pose no or negligible risks, such as spam filters or video games. So there's different obligations on the providers, users, and even the authorities, depending upon the risk level.
Got it. What are the benefits or the opportunities for retailers with the EU AI Act?
Well, I mean, the one thing you can certainly recognize through all this is that the EU through the AI Act is demonstrating the potential of artificial intelligence to contribute to continuing to digitally transform, multiple sectors like retail, and to support the EU's green and social objectives. So that's the first thing to mention. And the regulation really does encourage and facilitate the development and use of AI that's aligned with the EU's values and principles. So you can't get rid of the fact that there's going to be aspects that you need to test. But at the same time, this is much in line with an overall strategy in the EU. It also gives you access to large and harmonized, like, single markets for AI products and services, It could help build trust and confidence for consumers and stakeholders, because if you're following the act, you can say, like, we've done X, Y, and Z to comply. And it's also, it should help stem some innovation across retail and even experimentation with AI.
Got it. So we've talked about some of the benefits and the opportunities, but what are some of the challenges in this act for the retailers?
Yeah, and you know, I forgot to mention too, just for the benefits, you know, AI really can help retailers improve their efficiency and productivity, enhance the customer experience. I don't want to lose sight of those things at all. But there are challenges that come with that. And we've talked about this in previous episodes with data quality and availability. So somebody can go back to that other episode. You know, you have to make sure that you're able to explain what the AI system is doing. You need to be transparent about how it's doing it. You also need to ensure that there's human oversight and control. And, you know, and ensuring that you're thinking about protecting individual rights at the onset of your design, not when you start developing, but when you start designing. So, you know, this AI Act, it's a landmark act. I mean, it really is the first comprehensive and harmonized framework for governing AI. So it'll be interesting to see as we continue, you know, because it will have impact on the retail sector, because retail is using AI, and especially around enhancing customer experiences, optimizing operations, and improving decision making. I mean, we have plenty of things that there's a lot of benefits, but then at the same time, we have to make sure that we are in compliance with this EU AI Act. And by the way, if they're not, Natalie, the fines are actually 6% of what the EU calls annual turnover or revenue, but wow, it's up to 30 million pounds or 30 million euro. So, you know, whichever is higher. So it's similar to the GDPR, where there's some serious implications if you're, you know, if somebody's complaining about your system to the regulators.
That is really big dollars. So hopefully everybody was listening attentively. Thank you very much, Karen. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in this episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And if you want a weekly rundown of the hottest events and trends in the retail industry, add us to your podcast library wherever you listen to our shows. Have a great afternoon.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.